American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 377. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 345. The issue at hand is torn down, and the person who refused to go into specific instances on cross-examination, if he didn't contemplate this little girl's ruin and damnation, it was because he was infatuated with her and didn't have the power to control that ungovernable passion. There's your plot. And it fits right in and seems tied up, and you can twist and turn and wobble as much as you want to. But out of your own mouth, when you told your detective Scott that this man Gant was familiar with that little girl? Notwithstanding at other places in this statement, you tried to lead this jury of honest men to believe you didn't know her. I tell you that he did know her, and you know that he knew her. What are you going to believe? Has this little Ferguson girl lied? Is this little factory girl a harebrained fanatic suborned to come up here and perjure herself by John Starnes or Black or Campbell or any of the detectives? Do you tell me that such a thing can be done when the state of Georgia, under the law, hasn't a nickel that this girl could get? I tell you, gentlemen, you know that's a charge that can't stand one instant. Now, he says right here in his statement that he kept the key to his cash box right there in his desk. Well, he makes a very beautiful statement about these slips, but I'll pass that and come to that later. He explains why they were put on there April 28th and so forth. Now, here's the first reference that he makes to chatting. I stopped that work that I was doing that day and went to the outer office and chatted with Mr. Darley and Mr. Campbell. I should figure about 9:15 or a quarter to 9, Miss Maddie Smith came in and asked for her pay envelope. Jim is corroborated there. He identified Miss Maddie Smith and told with particularity what she did. He says, "I kept my cash box in the lower drawer of the left-hand side of my desk." Jim says that's where he got some cash. This man also shows he took a drink at Cruikshank's soda fountain, and two or three times during this statement, he showed that he was doing at the soda fountain exactly as Jim says he was doing as they came on.